Aunt Ruth, moving her chair nearer to Priscilla. "We have heard of your pumpkin pies. Every cook in Plymouth wants to try making them. There must be many pumpkin pies for the governor's Thanksgiving feast." Priscilla, "Tomorrow we must get up early. The days will not be long enough for all we have to do." Mother, "At night is a poor time to work, when our only light is firelight and a fish oil lamp." Mary, "I wish we had the tallow candles of England." Father, "Have patience. In good time we shall be able to send to England a shipload of things we have raised in this new land. Then we will ask for cows in return, and we shall no longer be without the milk and butter and cheese and the beef and tallow of our English home." John Alden, "Governor Bradford says that now the harvest is over, we must get together a fine load of beaver fur and sassafras to send back on the next ship that comes to Plymouth." Priscilla, arising, "I must go now to prepare supper for our household." John Alden, hastily arising, "I will walk home with you, Priscilla, if I may." Priscilla and John Alden go out. Edward, going over to his mother. "Since Priscilla and Mary are to make so many pumpkin pies for the feast, may I have 2 pieces, Mother?" Mother, "He who eats must first earn. What can you do for the great feast, Edward?" Edward, "Oh, I had not thought of that. Let me see. I can bring wood for the fire and carry water." Betty, "And I can shine the pewter platters." Father, "There are lobsters and fish in the ocean, and eels on the shore. There are turkeys and deer and bear in the forest. It may be that your mother will not miss the English dainties after all."